This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Monday, 7:39. Blue sky out the window as of right now. You say it's cooling down a little in the middle of the week and then another hot weekend, Vin?
Today will be warm. Not as hot as obviously we've seen, but today will be warm. Cooler into the middle of the week, coming back up again as we hit the weekend. Sunday, I believe, is going to be another really hot day.
Oh, boy.
But
not, you know, really hot like 110.
No, and you know what? Yesterday, I was driving home from the beach around between 3 and 4 o'clock, and it was 94 or something on the road, and I just thought, this is nothing compared to what we saw, but this is still way too hot.
It's really hot. It's
I don't
very
want
hot.
It. Yeah. But whatever. That's, yeah, we're just, it's the tail end of the summer season, so that's, the All beaches right. were packed because it was so hot. So, you know, that is
people want to cool off. They want to hang at the beach.
You're right.
All right, let's hop into the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by I'm Listening Special. During National Suicide Prevention Month and beyond, the I'm Listening initiative aims to ensure that mental health conversations are seen as commonplace and met with acceptance. With the power of shared stories and experiences from artists, athletes, and health professionals, join the special two-hour event on Wednesday, September 23rd at 6 p.m. Help us show how talk has the power to save lives and get more info at radioalice.com or radio.com/I'm listening. I am now a full-on readers guy. Ugh, can't believe
oh,
it.
Oh, that's okay.
Like, happened. You know what? It actually happened. I don't know, 2 weeks ago on the air. Like, my eyes just went right in front of me.
Is that what happens? I mean, you're squinting,
God,
you're
was,
doing it for a while, and then you
I
can't.
Looked up and went, oh my God, I can't see the difference between the blue and the black on that piece of paper right there. I'm just looking at blur.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It happens. I always say they fall off a cliff.
Well, that's what they did. So anyway. Mm-hmm. Here's what's happening, everyone. I'll begin with your football weekend, which, by the way, I just have to say, you know, football through all this, the whole time has been like almost a joke, the way they've just marched along like,
yep.
Hey, we're doing
we don't
a season.
Care. We're doing
we're
it.
We're not stopping, and this is happening, and thank God for them because the games are on, and they're enjoyable. And,
yep.
You know, I didn't like watching a bunch of our players for the 49ers get hurt there in New
what
York.
What happened? Oh, my God.
The turf happened to them. They've issued a complaint with the league about the turf as four good players were hurt while playing in yesterday's game. And that we already had a couple good players out. So and we have to play in that same stadium next weekend. So we played the Jets yesterday and won 31-13. We play the Giants next weekend. I believe our team, if I heard it correctly on the broadcast, our team is going to stay on the East Coast and be somewhere in West Virginia, which I just thought, well, I guess that's safe. You know, you stay in New York, you risk your players going out and having fun.
Sure, they right. That is true, Vin. It is tough to keep a good man in his hotel room. Those tiny hotel rooms they have there too.
I know that is. Well, I'm gonna guess they probably splurge for a bigger room for those boys. But
one would hope Resort. Those are huge people.
Yeah, I don't Resort. Know though if anything's even open in New York that they could right. go get in trouble with. But either way, they're in West Virginia, so they're gonna play next weekend. Hopefully, they get the turf thing straightened out, or we won't have a team. For the fourth game of the season.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. They were showing on what's that guy's name? Anthony, whatever. The guy who does the red zone thing. He's great. And he was going down the list of everybody who'd been hurt. And like, I'm like, can you stop saying 49ers names, please?
It's really bad. And they're good players, too. So anyway, we did get the win, though, 31-13. The Pats, it was a total flip-flop of the week before. This yeah. time, the Pats lost, and Tom Brady got the win. Congratulations, Tommy. You should always have wins, right, Sarah? I mean, come on. He's the golden boy. Anyway, Oakland, your Raiders.
What?
I feel like I should suggest for Oakland, you should seek counseling. You should not still be in love with someone that left you like this, but whatever.
It's not the first time they left him either.
Your Vegas Raiders are playing tonight versus the Saints. That's your Monday night football game. I feel really bad that you have to see that beautiful stadium there in the desert instead of, you know, right down the street from you. But all right. Mm. Whatever.
Yeah, I guess.
Keep loving them, even though they left you.
Gonna keep Weird. On loving you. Bastard to move to Las Vegas. I guess we're not getting the song.
You're not getting. No, yeah. I wanted you to sing. Who wants that?
I did. I just sang. I sang the one line that was necessary about. The
it's the only. Go on. It's the only thing I'm gonna do. Go on.
You keep going.
No,
it's much better when you sing. Believe me.
God, you're the worst. By the way, I've listened back to. Not yeah. Right. Not. Dirty
can
laundry.
Of, can of bliss.
Can
the
of
new,
bliss. I can't.
Sean iteration.
Yeah, your boy. That's a good song.
It's
he did
funny.
A great job.
Thank you. That's I think so, and I know that a lot of that is because I'm his mom. But that thing's been stuck in my head all weekend. Just
no, it's good and it's weird. It's the I'm glad they did a lyric video so that you can kind of know what he's saying there, and it's kind of funny and confessional, and I like it. It's good.
Thanks, man.
I thought about
know.
It
he'll
a couple
he'll
times.
Be psyched that you like it.
I don't know if he will. He'll go.
He will. Oh. He
Mike will say,
love
I'm
you.
Sure in his head, he will say, old people aren't supposed to like it. I've clearly done something wrong.
I mean, he'll do a total change up. He'll finally play the 70s music I've always wished for him.
Maybe that. Maybe that'll happen. So I asked you before the break, family, friends. Family, friend, and I've heard so many, it's very interesting, many people who work in our business, many people, because they obviously have, you know, access to mics and interviews and things they're doing.
And their families disowned them, is that?
No, you can hear them saying, like, I gotta go back to work. I love my family, but this is too much. And I think for everyone who has a very active work life, this is too much. You're just not used to it. You find yourself going 6 months. When does this end? And it's, you know,
not in the foreseeable future.
There's no end in sight. So it is an interesting question. Family or friends? Unfortunately, right now, family's going to lose for sure since, you know, we've seen enough of them. A new study found people are happier when they're spending time with their friends than when they're spending time with their families.
Well, you're not responsible for your friends, you know? You're just there having fun. Like, friends are for fun. And family, there's always some attachment or other, just some long, deep, simmering resentments, you know?
According to this study out of Southern Methodist University in Texas, not only are people happier when they're spending time with their friends than when they're spending time with their families, that includes their partner and their children. In fact, they say we are the least happy when we're spending time with our husband or wife.
Oh, that's so funny. That's when I'm the most happy.
Crunch.
That is, don't tell everyone that because then they'll be like, oh, everyone feels this way. I divorce thee. I divorce thee. I divorce thee.
Done.
The researchers say the main thing that makes us happy is what we're doing when we're spending time with different people. And often when you're with your friends, you're having the time of your life.
Right.
You're at a party. You're at some event. You even if you're just hanging out, you no one is going, can you get the trash?
Right.
Am I not doing something over here?
Right. I'm having fun. I'm sitting here having fun in a blanket, all cozy on the couch. I have to do the trash now.
And I would say that is as they, it kind of confirms what I expected them to say. But when we're with our family, we are doing things we don't like as much, like chores,
well,
dishes,
there's stuff to be done. It's
trash,
true.
Vacuuming. The list goes on of the number of things you do in the house with these people. And I would say, I think that kids make a big difference in how things go for couples. And when couples have kids, the priorities shift and the amount of work changes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there are plenty of married couples without kids who love hanging out.
Yeah.
They
married
travel.
My best friend. Yeah, we go do whatever with tons of money because we didn't have to spend it all on kids and their educations. Dual income, no kids.
Right. So there's you know, probably should mention there's some catches here, and I'm sure kids have a big role in the fact that, yeah, I don't feel like being, it's work.
Yeah, it is work. It is. It's like a job. It's the best work, and you love them and everything, but yeah, I guess if I had shelter in place, I want to do it with my family. But for sure, I mean, if that's what the question is, my immediate family, I should say, Mom, I'm sorry to say I don't want to shelter in place with you and various other family
members.
Wow,
you just called out your mom.
She doesn't want to shelter in place with me either.
She's in Florida crying right now.
She doesn't want to shelter in place. That's half the problem.
That's right.
But yeah, I mean, we're, you know, and I think of you often, Vin, because I know you're in the thick of it right now with the little kids. But yeah,
you know what, Sarah?
Pretty happy.
I really can't wait to romanticize this time in my life and look back on it lovingly and fondly. I can't wait for that to have had all of the darkness have just disappeared somehow.
Yeah. I remember it as being just nothing but fun.
Oh my God. Remember when we were trapped in the house? Wasn't that great?
Wasn't that so fun? We just got to know each other so well.
Only it could have gone on longer. I mean, honestly. Sheesh.
Good. It is work, but it's the best kind of work.
I knew you were going to find that.
There's no one I'd rather work with.
I knew it. As soon as I said it, I'm like, I'm quoting Ben Affleck.
If that wasn't the beginning of the end right there, jeesh.
Yeah. Or our glimpse at the end of the end.
Right. No, right.
It's the best kind of work, though.
That's the holding on for dear life. That is a white knuckle speech if I ever heard one.
You can see the sweat rolling down the sides of his face. He's like, oh God, I gotta get back in the car.
I wanna thank
later.
You for working on our marriage for 10 Christmases. It's good. It is work, but it's the best kind of work. And there's no one I'd rather work with.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
Oh, you're the best. It's like, love you so much. I gotta go.
So this seems problematic, although I have a feeling they're going to go out of business before they ever get a chance to really launch. There's a new app called Mole. And basically it lets you hire anonymous strangers to work as your spies.
Oh, I like it.
You go on Mole.
Yeah.
And you post what you want to see live video of certain location, and then someone else on Mole, who's near that location, can get paid a few bucks to live stream it for you.
Oh.
They say you could use it for anything from checking on your house when you're away to seeing how long the line is outside of a restaurant. Or maybe you want to see what the Eiffel Tower looks like right now while you're stuck at home. Of course, it also could be used for terrible things like spying on people.
Yeah.
So I don't like it.
I like it.
What?
I think it's cool. People could use it for bad things, but it's not a bad idea if, like, hey, Mole, somebody at Costco, show me how many people there are. Is this a good time to go? I think that's kind of neat, actually, because everyone is sitting there with their phone, not making money. So this is a nice way to work from phone.
Mm-hmm. Like the DMV would be great for that.
Right? Oh my God, the DMV would be hilarious. It'd be awesome. How many people in Idaho forget it? Well, of course, it'd be the same picture every day.
Right.
Stay away.
Make your appointment and go at your allotted time.
They won't even let me make an appointment. I cannot make an appointment. We're not accepting appointments currently. I'm like, okay, so I just go stand there, I guess.
Is that what they want you to do?
Yeah, I got a new license with a real ID thing, but then all of a sudden they're like, it expires on your birthday this year. I'm like, but I just...
They didn't redo it at the same time?
John's is done. John's is all set. They're like, nope, you got to come in. I'm like, okay. So I get on to make an appointment. They're like, we're currently not accepting appointments. I'm like, well, I'm not driving anywhere anyway. I guess I'll just let this thing expire. I don't know what to do. I'll have to go down there. Actually, I'm going to make a note of that.
Yeah, you do know what to do. They say, come on in. But I do understand your issue. I mean, it's not the best time to go someplace.
No, anywhere.
When they could easily flip that thing into a renewal. I mean, DMV, no one drives slower. Hello.
Yeah, I'm the best driver in the whole world.
I've tried. Well, I wouldn't say that, but I would say I've tried to follow her and can't do it. She's too slow. Like, you actually start to sweat going that slow on the freeway.
Just
when
relax.
You're following
Take a
this
couple
woman.
Deep breaths.
I can't do it. I
and
can't.
A slow driver, good driver, they're not the same thing.
Yeah, they're not the same thing. But I would still, though, based on the times we're living in, I would still renew you over, say, you know.
You, right.
Any,
I know. I totally agree.
No. That's not what I said. I was going to say. Unfortunately, it was going to be ageist, and I don't want to do that. So I'm going to move on to our text. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Bryn, you're the best. Ben Affleck, love you guys. Have a wonderful day.
That's you caught it. It's so funny. I quoted him, and I thought of it, and I thought, I wonder if, and sure enough.
Oh, that's funny. That's great.
Don't worry, Vin. Father of five guy here. Promise you will look back on this time in fondness. I know I will. It will fall away, and I will not be feeling cornered.
So put upon.
Trapped or another thing you what? No, I'm sure it'll all go away, and it'll be great memories. And there have been some good things, no doubt.
You had a great time yesterday at the beach. You were saying this morning, you're like laughing your ass off and having a great time.
Absolutely. There have been some good times. There's also
brimming with joy.
Incredible boredom. Incredible boredom. I am not an in-the-house guy. In-the-house bored. Well, that guy is a genius. He really caught a moment for me. Can listen to that all day.
That is the song of 2020.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can of bliss. Ha! Huh? The answer is yes, your son smokes weed.
Yeah, I didn't. I wasn't asking. I walked by his room and went, God, I'm a terrible mother. It smells good, though.
Oh, boy, in the house, huh?
He does it in his room?
Well, he says he opens up his window and he's always burning potpourri in there, but there is still a distinct smell at times. I'm like, oh, boy, what do I do? Do I bust it? I don't want to. I just don't even know what he's doing in there. It's a nice young man. He's nice. Very nice. The 20 minutes I see him a day, he's so pleasant. I just let it F it.
408. Listen, first of all, thank you so much for texting us. We encourage it. We appreciate it. So I don't want this to come off the wrong way, but I'll read it and then I'll respond. Right. 408 says, stop hating on the Raiders, Vinny. Why are you so mad? Because you can't be faithful? Your listeners move away and still listen to you? I love my team and will always be a fan. Yet they move away from us.
Yeah.
That's different than us constantly moving away from you and asking you to follow us to the next town.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Mm. But anyway, it's okay. I'm glad you're faithful and I'm glad you're going
to
follow your team.
It's
no matter how many times you're scorned. It's okay.
I just want to keep on loving you.
There it is.
You bastard to move to Las Vegas, F you.
917 says, 49ers are staying at the Greenbrier Resort, same place that hosted training camps for the Saints and the Texans.
Oh, so
perfect,
it's a facility. Perfect.
Stay safe and have facilities needed. There you go.
Perfect. Well,
and
let's
also
hope they have a good rehab facility, because damn it, if everyone we need didn't get it on Sunday.
Artificial turf sucks, says 415. Yeah, it was bad news for our players, and I don't know what's going to happen next week. I hope that whatever's wrong gets fixed. You'd think these billion-dollar stadiums, the field, would be the first thing they get right.
Right. Well, it's not the only place with artificial turf. Like, was there something applied to it that made it slippery? Did the other team also suffer from this? Like, what is the... Or is it just a bad luck day?
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question, and I can't answer it. And I'm super late. Okay. What's coming up in the trash?
Music news after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.